Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. The other morning as I was headed out the door, I felt a small poking on my ankle inside my boot. By the time I got to the truck, it had become an annoyance. As much as I tried to fix it without taking my boot off, I finally made the decision to unlace the boot, take it off, and remove my sock. There, I found a small foxtail lodged in my sock. I pulled it out and put the now thistle-free sock back on and laced up my boot and headed off to work. This got me thinking about a friend of mine who trained for and ran in the Avenue of the Giants marathon last year. It was her first marathon ever, and she finished in a little over 4 hours. Quite impressive, if you ask me. What if she had been getting ready for the race, and just as the starting gun fired, she noticed a small pebble in her shoe? Knowing that she had 4 hours or more ahead of her, and also knowing that she might lose valuable time to sit down and take off her shoe and remove the pebble, what would she do? Of course, the 5-minute investment in protecting her feet would pay off huge in the long run, no pun intended. I'm guessing almost every person in the marathon would think the same way. Invest the time, remove the pebble. So let's make this personal. What if it wasn't a pebble in your shoe or a thistle in your sock? What if someone is struggling with addiction? How long should they continue and push through before they finally give in and get the help they need? Sometimes in life, that is exactly what we need, a timeout, a chance to fix our issues before getting back in the race. I guess that's why it bothers me when people say they don't want to waste a year of their life in a recovery program. To me, it's not a year wasted, but an invested year into their future. What if I had that thought the other morning with the thistle in my boot? I ain't gonna waste my time taking it out. By the end of the day, it could have turned into something much greater than a simple annoyance. Imagine how far ahead you could be in life if you had dealt with this problem years ago. Another way to look at it is this way. Whenever I'm out in the woods cutting firewood, someone might think that I'm wasting time sharpening my chainsaw. It does take some time and precision to sharpen a chain. And while some may think it's a waste of time, a sharp saw will cut more efficiently, cut more wood, take less energy from the user, and cause less wear and tear on the machine. So whether you call it removing a pebble or a thistle or sharpening your saw, we all need to stop and take care of an issue before moving on in life. Sometimes it'll only take a few minutes to fix, other times it'll take a year or more. When we begin to see this as an investment in our future instead of a wasted time, then we get the help that we need. So, if today's community comment wasn't for you, I'll leave you with one of the sayings you might hear at an AA meeting. If it don't apply, let it fly. Well, that's all I have for you today, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.